This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think a lot of credit should go to the A's, who they worked so many full counts and they found so many pitches off in full counts. That's a pretty good team.
Well, you know, they could make a run at that second wild card.
The Mariners could be two games down by the end of the ninth. It's not unconceivable that the Astros don't win the division.
Yeah, I'm not going there yet. I still think they're the best team.
The best team. The best team doesn't always win the division.
Yeah, I don't think the Mariners can sustain what they're doing either over the whole season. You know, if it's true what the Rockets offered Capella, it seemed like a fair deal to me.
It really does. Here's what I would do if I were Clint Capella. I would play on a one-year deal.
Then be unrestricted next year.
We'll talk about it after this.
If he has the same kind of season, somebody else will pay him.
It's weird to think about him passing up on that offer because, essentially, this was his first full season in the league. And now, all of a sudden, you're getting that offer, and you're like, no, I'm going to wait.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Miss the first 2 hours? A lot of sportsy stuff. We got a little poker talk.
Of poker talk.
Brian Ching, he was here. You missed him.
We've talked more poker and soccer than I think.
Well, and then we just did armless robber guy.
Yeah, that's
stabby,
true.
Stabby guy.
We broke it up a little.
And somebody wanted to know how they cuffed him. It's a good question.
That is a good question, honestly.
A couple of things from that's 214 asked how they cuffed him. 713 says, finally getting to listen to you guys on the ESPN app in Akron, Ohio, working the Bridgestone Invitational. Keep up the great work, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. And from Twitter, John finally he bought some Zumo's Boudin and Zumo's Jalapeno Boudin.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah, you'll like it. Chase also asking, how do you decide if you're going to introduce Jong as the master or the bleeping master every day?
That's a good question.
You know what? It's just in the moment.
He used to throw it around, and be like, sometimes he's the master, sometimes he's the baiter, but now he's always the master.
Well, yeah, it's because he's important. He's the man. So, I just kind of do it in the moment. Like giveaways. How about this? NBA MVP James Harden wants to play ball. Win an experience of a lifetime for your kid. A free registration to the James Harden Basketball Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kids grade 1st through 12th will play and learn instructions on basketball fundamentals and fun. Saturday, July 21st and Sunday, July 22nd at the MI3 Center on Ella Crossing. For more information, log on to jameshardencamp.com. How about caller 22? You get to send a kid to the James Harden camp.
It'll work.
This is one of those I should have read before I read.
Why?
A few typos.
Well,
that's all.
Come on, guys.
kids grade 1st through 12th.
Oh, okay.
And presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. So I hope everything else is right on here. 713-780-ESPN. This is all I have to make fun of now that we don't have Delotti anymore. We used to have Delotti's scripts.
Yeah.
Those were always entertaining.
Yep.
All right, so.
Now you just get Michelle's stuff.
We've been awful sportsy.
Yes.
So maybe we should do non-sports.
Well, we just did non-sports, though. Do you want to keep that rolling?
Well, I think we've done enough soccer.
Okay.
I think we've done enough poker.
Okay.
So I'm kind of – I can go any way at this point, whichever direction you feel like going.
How about we go the way of the long fingernail? The man with the world's longest fingernails cut them off after 66 years.
Wow.
66 years.
Well, at least we know how far Holly has to go to catch him.
That's true. Sridhar Chilal from India holds the record.
Sridhar?
Yep. He was inspired to grow out nails on his left hand in 1952 when he was 16 years old after a teacher berated him for accidentally breaking one of hers. And a teacher warned him about the level of care required to grow out nails and said he would never understand unless he experienced it for himself. His nails on one hand, mind you, were combined 29.8 feet. His thumb was the longest, 77.9 inches.
How do you...
For reference, I'm 75 inches tall. His thumbnail was longer than I am tall.
How do you function as a human being?
It's a good question. Look at... There's the... you do everything with your right hand, I guess.
That's just gross.
It really is pretty gross. Like they look like all fungusy and stuff.
Well, you can't keep those things clean when they're that long.
Yeah, I don't like it. Mm. Maybe because I do jiu-jitsu. I've got to clip mine like every week or so.
Yeah. Mine are as long as they ever get, and they're irritating me now, so I got to cut them when I get home.
And it's like a pain in the butt to do it.
Yeah.
But it's way less of a pain in the butt than walking around with a 77-inch thumbnail.
Yeah. How do you even play video games with that?
You don't. They don't have video games in India.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows that, Fred.
What, they don't have that Fortnite that ever...
No, apparently not.
John, you got to explain that to me, because I see this Fortnite stuff everywhere. Is that like the... Is that like the biggest thing going right now?
Yeah. It's a battle royale. Basically, you're dropped into a map, and then the map is closing, and you're supposed to survive.
It's like Hunger Games.
Yeah, sort of. And then you get to build a bunch of stuff. Like, you can build buildings and different platforms and stuff where you can go jump on top of and stuff like that.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I played it a couple times.
I feel like if I saw someone building a house or something, I would just kill them while they're building the house.
Well, it's pretty quick to build it. It's like people can do it as they're like jumping up and down. So it's not realistic. So you just, you hit a button, it builds like a bridge, and then you can kind of jump up and down, kind of build platforms and stuff as you're,
Do
moving
you
along.
Work in a team effort there?
Yeah, there's a team mode.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued when these things take off like that. So I think my AccuWeather thing was wrong because the sun's out.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, I don't. Usually this thing's pretty accurate, but not today. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I've got another story that's you put me in a tough situation where you said this is your poker stack, and we played that what-if scenario, what would you do? I've got a what would you do for you.
Okay. Well, let's do that when we come back.
Oh, okay.
Because, I just got severe weather alert, area flood advisory in effect for Houston until 7:15.
All right.
But I'm not seeing any rain or flood where I am. It's very strange. So... All right, well, I can answer one question for you right now. If you need a razor, there's only one place to go, and that's Harry's. And Harry's makes great razors. They're affordable. The quality's terrific. It's convenient. You get it delivered right to your mailbox. And I love using Harry's because I don't have to think about shaving. I used to hate to go to – I would always wait till the last minute until I'd worn mine down to the end, and then I'd get all cut up, and then I'd go buy one. I don't do that anymore because Harry's – shows up right there in my mailbox whenever I need it. For a limited time only, Blitzers can save big on a Harry's shave set. If you want to try it, here's your chance. Use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Here's what you're going to get: a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. $3. That's it. And listen, their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of what you're going to pay for those big name guys. They hate that. They want to give you quality, and they want to give you affordability. And if you want to check them out without ordering them, you can go to Walmart or Target. They're in there. But go ahead and get online. That's the easiest way to do it. And for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and gone to harrys.com. today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And apparently it's raining everywhere but here.
Oh, well.
People are telling me it's bad all over the place. I'm getting texts and tweets about it.
Great.
So I went to the Doppler.
The Super Doppler or the regular Doppler?
Just a regular Doppler because, you know, and it's very red to the east and south of us, and it's kind of heading towards us.
Okay.
So probably about 7:01.
My in-laws.
When we have to walk across the street.
It's supposed to land. Do you think that it will be delayed in some way?
Well, are they flying? They're flying into Bush.
To Bush.
It does look like there's some stuff headed that way.
Mm.
So
I wonder if there's any delays.
But there's kind of a gap there. What time is their flight land?
6:30.
They might be slightly delayed.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not my problem. Like I'm not picking them up.
Well, yeah, then you're just trying.
It's unfortunate.
You're hoping they
It's unfortunate for my wife.
Well, it's unfortunate for your wife, but it's fortunate for you because it's less time you have to spend with them.
Also true.
But, you know, I can say that. You can't say that.
It's not them that's the problem. It's they've got two kids.
Yeah. And
now that means four kids in my house.
And, you know, it's enough to deal with your own.
Yeah. And one of their kids is bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like a hoodlum.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a yeller and, like.
Wonderful.
He's got anger issues, so he gets really worked up. Yeah. It's tough for me.
Hey, let's do another giveaway, and then we'll play our game here. NBA MVP James Harden wants to play ball. Win an experience of a lifetime for your kid. A free registration to the James Harden Basketball Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kids grade 1st through 12 will play and learn instructions on basketball fundamentals and fun. Saturday, July 21st and Sunday, July 22nd at the MI3 Center on Ella Crossing. For more information, log on to jameshardencamp.com. Let's do caller 20. All right. What's the game you had for me?
All right, let's put yourself. You put me in the shoes of a poker player. I'm going to put you in. Well, I don't know if I should put you in the hands of the first person or the second person.
You had all break to think about.
Yeah,
this.
I'm going to put you in the hands of the second person.
Okay.
I've just decided.
Okay.
So you're a dude who. Is going to pay for some sex.
Okay.
And the woman that you're paying for is a former reality television show star. And you do the deed. And sometime during that deed time, she got a hold of your debit card number.
Ooh. Very common.
And she racked up about $20,000 in fraudulent purchases. Do you, A, say, someone stole my debit card, I have no idea who? Or do you say, listen, this hooker got my debit card? Like, and just admit that you were committing a crime.
Yeah.
And let them know how exactly she got the card. And she actually is facing... she's facing wire charge or wire fraud, which carries a 20-year sentence in prison as a maximum. So it could get ugly for her. And she's facing one count of access device fraud, which carries a maximum of 15 years. So,
all right. I my first question is, how the hell do you get $20,000 rung up on that?
It's a good question.
Because
she was from a show called Bad Girls Club. On the Oxygen Network. I don't know anything about this show.
Never heard of it.
But apparently she's grown accustomed to a lavish lifestyle, and being on a reality show on the Oxygen Network apparently wasn't enough to keep up with her lavish lifestyle needs. So she decided to Hook because and Rob.
When my old card, somebody lifted off somehow, bought a bunch of internet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When it got to 2,000, they cut it off immediately.
Yeah.
How do you get to 20?
I mean, this guy's probably pretty wealthy.
Like yeah. He's like a hyper rich, I'm guessing.
Right. If you're picking like former reality show stars to be your hooker.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably not like normal, you know, bank account guy.
Hmm.
But.
Yeah, I rat her out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just take the fall.
Yeah, like, I mean, even though the divorce is going to cost me more than the $20,000, I'm going to do it. Because she needs to be stopped in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Apparently Holly loved the Bad Girls Club and wants to know which girl it was.
Sinead Clement or Claremont.
You never trust a Sinead.
Sinead. It's Shannade. Is that Sinead or Sinead?
I would go with Sinead, but...
It's Shahooker.
Yeah.
Is what she's a hooker.
It's Shathief.
Yeah.
Shug.
Man, that's the worst, too. Like, when you pay for sex, you feel like there's got to be some sort of loyalty there. Like, she's not going to tell anybody about it. You would think she's already getting money from you. She shouldn't be stealing from you more. I mean, maybe you fall asleep, she takes the cash out of your wallet, but, like, wire fraud? That's a little too much.
Yeah, that's going pretty deep there.
These hoes ain't loyal.
No, they're not.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Can't trust them, man.
No.
Don't let them.
You know what else you can't do? Make them a housewife.
I've heard that.
Yeah, that's a true saying. You can't make a hoe a housewife.
Hmm.
And you can't trust them with your debit card.
Clearly not.
I've heard that saying, too. And if it's not a real saying, it should be, apparently.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a saying so much as it is just kind of a
rule of life.
A public service announcement.
It's a life hack.
somebody says that guy was dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she waited until he died to start using it?
I don't know. Somebody just said you missed a part of the story where the guy died.
No, I probably did.
So
it was a really long story.
Roman sent us her mugshot. Ugh.
Well, that's not great.
Dude, I'm not paying for that. I got to tell you.
Dude, you know what makeup does. I mean,
still.
Enough makeup. That chick looks like Halle Berry.
She's going to have to pay me the $20,000. Said says the guy died so he couldn't report it. So how the hell did they catch her?
I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. I had a whole bunch of stuff here that I wanted to get to that is not going to happen today. But trying to find – suddenly the internet's very slow here.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Yeah, I think a bunch of people are getting signed on.
Mm.
But
they shouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah.
The people who stay in this hotel shouldn't be allowed to use the internet.
No, the ones that are paying for it.
Right.
No, that's wrong. Like that. It is a cool place if you are looking for a place to have – like a management retreat, or if you want to have any kind of meetings, they have a great setup for that. They've got a great bar if you just want to, if you work in the gallery and you don't want to mess with the storms right now, just come over, sit down at the bar, have a couple drinks and chill. You know, don't have too many because you're driving. I don't know if you saw this, but there's like all these retail shops are shutting down now because of Amazon and everything. USA Today has like 11 that may not make it through the end of the year.
I'm torn on that because, especially with small businesses, it's like a struggle. I like to see these small businesses thrive, but then I love Amazon. I love the idea of not having to go to a store. Like, it's so great, but I know it's like ruining small businesses. So I don't know if I should be happy about Amazon running everything out of business or upset about it.
Well, it is costing jobs, and it's not like Amazon's doing a ton of advertising or anything to put money back. But
FBI or Amazon hires a lot of people.
They do, but you still don't need as many people as you do at a retail store.
Okay.
I mean, that's but I'm with you. I use Amazon for almost everything.
Yeah.
And I'm half joking about this, but I want to get to the point where I never have to leave my house. If it weren't for the show, I probably could do that. I could run the website from home. I could order whatever I needed there. They're delivering liquor and beer now, so I don't even need to go somewhere for that. But I do think, like, small local businesses especially, I try to keep supporting.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I go to. But so here's some of the ones that they think could be gone by the end of the year. Sears.
Oh, that's not surprising.
No.
It honestly surprises me that malls still exist,
yeah,
period.
Yeah, JCPenney.
Like, I feel like the mall could really just be a big Apple store, and that's all you really need.
Yeah, do people still go to malls a lot?
I only go to the mall when I need to go to the Apple store.
Yeah, that's probably the only time
I've been. And the other place I'll go in the mall, because the mall's the Dick's Sporting Goods is connected to the mall by my house.
Oh, okay.
But I don't go in for anything else. Everything else I can shop for online.
And see, I tend to go to like Academy because there's an Academy near me. JCPenney.
Again, not surprised. It's a mall store.
Barnes & Noble. That one makes me a little sad.
That is disappointing, yeah.
Office Depot.
Yeah, I don't know why. I honestly, Office Depot, it's been a long time since I understood how that business model works.
Yeah. GNC.
Not surprising at all.
No, because you get all that stuff online. Vitamin Shop, I'm not familiar with.
GNC and Vitamin World, all those things are the same.
Foot Locker.
Man, I don't shoe shop in the store anymore. But I think a lot of people would want to try it on before they make their purchase. Like, I'm usually pretty confident in my size, and like I'm always a 13 or a 14, depending on the shoe. Mm. And if I get the shoe and I usually go with 13 first, usually because most places don't carry 14s except for like two or three styles and it's ugly. But I'll usually try a 13, and if it doesn't work. If they have a 14, great. If not, I'll just send the shoe back. But I think there are a lot of people who would feel inconvenienced by having to try shoes on, like having them sent to their house and then try them on.
Yeah, I have not ordered shoes online because I still like buy them at Academy. Like I'll go get running shoes there and stuff like that. But I could see that. All right, well, guys, how about I save you some money?
Okay.
If you got some credit card debt and you got good credit, how about this? A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And what Lightstream does is they reward consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. And you could get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And with their credit card consolidation loan, it's 5.89% APR with autopay. Don't know what your credit card rates are, but they're not 5.89%. So you can get it all taken care of. You choose your funding date as soon as today. You can get in there and do it today. And Blitzers are going to get an additional interest rate discount on top of their already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Depending on how much you've got on your credit card, you could be saving thousands of dollars with this. It's subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change. Without notice, visit Lightstream.com for more information.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, an $80 gift certificate to iFly. It includes two flights for one person. iFly makes the dream of flight a reality with indoor skydiving in a safe and fun environment. Find locations and learn more about the flying experience at iFlyWorld.com. Yes, we're finally the show doing the giveaway. We're looking for a Daryl or Juan to call the show.
Juan
or Daryl. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win the
$80
gift card.
So you're saying
iFly.
Caller number Juan is the winner?
Or Daryl.
Caller number Daryl doesn't work.
Well, I didn't put these together. I did hear that we're doing one.
What are my chances of winning? Juan and a Daryl. Thanks, John. Thanks for that.
Juan in a million.
That was too obvious. Fred.
I know.
Come on.
Well, there's a million Juans out there.
That's so racist of you to say that.
Well,
why are there a million Juans and not a million Daryls?
I don't know how many Daryls there are out there anymore. I don't even know a Daryl.
You know a Juan?
Yeah, I know several Juans.
Who?
I can't think of off the top. top of my head, but I know Juan's.
You're full of it. Oh,
a little
boy.
Bit, yeah.
Hey, I've got a...
Oh, sorry. Okay. I have an update on your story.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, the guy died of a cocaine overdose.
Oh, that happened
that
sometimes.
Night, and she got caught because she made an email in his name and Western Unioned herself $1,000. And that's then, why it's
okay. That's why it's wire fraud.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got a story about love. Back in February. On leap year, were you aware of this? On leap year, it's tradition for a woman to propose to a man?
Yes!
Okay, there's one yes in the crowd.
I did not know this, no.
Okay, well, this woman...
if you're already married?
I don't think you should be proposing then.
Well, I'm just asking because...
I'm just saying that's probably a bad idea. Like, you know, do you know what a Kinder egg is?
Yeah, I think
In Europe, they have those chocolate eggs, and on the inside, there's like a toy.
Yeah, they're very popular in Canada, too.
Okay. Well, this lady decided to put an engagement ring in a Kinder egg surprise her man.
That's a good way to die.
It seems harmless enough, but the way she decided to present said egg was a little problematic.
Did she pop it out of her?
She inserted the Kinder egg into her vagina.
Yep. Saw it coming. Called it.
Yeah.
And then popped it out, right?
Unfortunately, she couldn't pop it out.
Oh.
She decided to take advantage of the tradition, proposed to her boyfriend. She bought an engagement ring, got it put inside a Kinder surprise egg, and she decided that it would be best presented from her ladylands. She would suggest some foreplay from her partner, and he would discover it, retrieve it, and then she would go down on one knee and
or two, yeah,
and they would become bonded together. Unfortunately, the egg rotated itself lengthwise inside her vagina, and no amount of digging from either of them could get her to lay the golden egg.
It's a big vagina.
Remarkably, she was so worried about him finding out about the surprise that she wouldn't even tell him what it was.
Oh, God.
They decided it was a hospital matter and went to the emergency room. He retrieved the egg using a pair of sponge-holding forceps, then gave the boyfriend a pair of latex gloves to open his surprise. She popped the question, and he said yes. I would have said
no. Yeah, I'm going to say, listen,
that's a hard no.
You're a dumb. There's no way. No way.
But then again, if there's a woman willing to do that, you got to be careful about telling her no when there's sharp objects around.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. So.
Although I've already decided my next wife's going to be a dumb, so maybe I wouldn't say no.
Dumbs usually aren't as good at earners. That's the unfortunate thing.
No, but. There's positives.
There are positives.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what to say to that. Was this actually a leap year, though?
I don't know.
I don't think it was.
Maybe the story's from last year, and I'm just now getting it.
I don't really keep track of leap years.
It was in my newsfeed today.
Ah.
So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-377. We only have one segment left?
That's it.
Is that right? Are we going to get out of here before the rain?
That's debatable.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like we'll melt, right?
That's just water. What's the worst
thing? It's just water.
And lightning. And tornadoes.
Well, yeah, that
and
I guess
hail.
That hail. Could make us die.
Like softball-size hail that hits you on the head. That could do some damage. But other than that, we're fine.
All right, guys. It's Gulfgate time. And if you would have parked your Gulfgate Dodge right here, you wouldn't have had that problem, Fred. Come on.
I parked it across the street.
I know. The savings never stop at Gulfgate. Save more during the summer clearance event at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. Save over $10,000 on a 2018 Ram 1500, just $29.75 lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler for $259 a month. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and they've got a new state-of-the-art service center. It's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Hurry out to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Ram 1500 stock number 852076, MSRP 32540, 7750 in rebates plus $39.95 equals sales price plus TT&L. 2018 Jeep Wrangler stock 852076, $259 a month for 36 months, 10,000 annual miles, $39.95 due at signing. Offers expire 7/31/18.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com before you go to bed tonight. All kinds of great stuff on there. And A.J. Hoffman will be on there tomorrow. So you got a hot take from Joel, a video from Joel on Ken Giles. Granato hoping Pro Football Focus is wrong about the Texans. He's hoping to get to that today, but maybe John and I will do it tomorrow. Dolores Lozano has a couple of videos up. Barry Laminack has an MMA column, and I had my little thing. If you're watching the World Series of Poker, here's five ways to watch it that'll help your game, where you can pick up some tips
okay.
and make it a lesson. So all that at sportsmap.com. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
I wanted to go over this. I found an article called 17 Rules that Disney makes the Marvel Comics universe follow.
Okay.
John, have you read this?
No, I haven't.
I think I saw it. I had it on the rundown a couple days ago.
I'll throw out a couple of these to you. To read a full movie script, every actor must individually go into a dark, windowless room without their cell phone and finish the reading in one sitting. Which Paul Bettany had a problem doing that because apparently he's got severe dyslexia. And then it took him hours to read the Infinity War script, only to find out that his script wasn't entirely real. So each script comes with some fake items and endings to prevent actors from spoiling the movie. They don't find the truth. They don't find out the true ending for their character until they're actually shooting.
Okay.
All MCU actors have to maintain the Disney image, which means you still got to be. You got to make appearances at children's hospitals and things like that.
No hookers and blow.
No, that's frowned upon. Actors have no creative control in the MCU. And
there's speculation
that that's why Ed Norton was replaced, because he wanted to change some things about the Hulk character. And they said, no, we're not doing that. And he said, well, I'm not doing the movie if you don't change this. And they said, okay, you're not doing the movie. So that's why Mark Ruffalo loves that rule.
Yeah,
that
and
role.
That worked out for Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, he thinks that's a great rule. No R-rated movies. Only TV shows from Marvel will be R-rated. And obviously Deadpool's an exception, but it's not in the MCU.
Right.
MCU movie release dates can't coincide with other Disney franchises like Star Wars or Pixar, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the world, you've got to come back for reshoots. It doesn't matter if you're in South Africa or wherever you are. They say, okay, we need you on a plane. We need reshoots right now.
What if I'm
and it's got to be your priority.
Antarctica.
You got to get there. You're not allowed to smoke in MCU movies. And Nick Fury is a good example of that. He's a cigar smoker in the comic books. Not allowed to smoke. Avengers cannot perform all their own stunts.
Okay.
I guess it's just too dangerous for some of these high...
It's all CGI pretty much anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Strict gymming and diet rules, which apparently Chris Evans has had to do it, like had to have some severe dietary changes to stay an Avenger, and Scarlett Johansson, who is normally nice and thick. They make her almost too skinny for that movie,
yeah.
I think. You have to say yes to any MCU franchise appearance as long as you're under contract. So... if they say, okay, we've got you through, Captain America, Chris Evans is signed up through Avengers 4.
Right.
They
so
could
he
say,
had to appear in Homecoming.
And it could just be like a three-second cameo. They could say, we need you for this, and you've got to say yes. You've got to do international press. You've got to go through a background check.
How the hell did Robert Downey Jr. get
Iron
Man then?
I don't know. There's no beheadings allowed in Disney movies for some reason. I think a good beheading would help.
Yeah, there's a few guys that needed to be headed.
Man, they have to do all this stuff with the toy companies. Like,
oh, yeah.
So just like the studio can say, hey, we need you to do this, toy companies can also say, hey, we need Thor to come out and do this, and he's got to go out and do it. You can't be in a DC and a Marvel movie. Like, it's frowned upon to switch over, apparently. I think, like, some of the people who made that decision a while back, like Ryan Reynolds,
yeah.
I think he's exempt because DC, I mean, it wasn't a big deal back then when
right.
he was in the DC movies. But now it's like a...
But Green Hornet was supposed to launch DC the way that Iron Man did Marvel.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, yeah, and it failed.
But it was just bad. And then Elizabeth Olsen reveals that actors didn't know anything about Infinity War until they were stuffed into a mysterious van and told everything all at once. So basically you could have a van randomly show up at your place, pull you in the van, and tell you what's going to happen.
Usually that ends in rape.
Usually it
yeah.
does. You said that you ended up liking the end of Westworld, right?
I thought the last episodes 8 and 9 were terrific, and episode 10 was okay.
Well, Evan Rachel Wood, who's the star of Westworld, said she really had no idea what was happening throughout the show.
Well, no,
which is a theme.
Did.
Like
yeah.
I feel like most people didn't know what was happening the yeah. whole time. She apparently didn't know either, and she's the star of the show.
Yeah. Well, it still was confusing even at the end.
She said I had no idea what was happening in season 2 at all, and we shot out of order, so most of the time it was insane to be an actor on season 2. I don't know how I feel about it, but it was a ride. We stopped reading the call sheets. We would show up, and Jeffrey Wright and I would ask what episode we were in. It's kind of that level of we just lived in the moment in whatever scene we were doing, and that's how we made it. That sounds pretty wild.
Yeah.
That seems like it'd be hard to put together.
Well, it is a hard watch. I mean, I'm not going to lie. So.
And there are England fans blaming Mick Jagger for England losing in the World Cup. Okay. Apparently there is a curse of Mick, and several occasions in a row where he's been present to the losing side, to back the losing side at international tournaments. So basically when Mick Jagger shows up for a big international soccer match, the team he's cheering for loses.
So
it's sort of like England's version of Drake.
So you could say England was shattered? They can't get no satisfaction?
That's Hoffman on Hollywood. Thanks, Fine. Fred.
So you're saying he's a beast of burden?
What? Yeah.
Sorry. Couldn't help it.
Yeah,
it couldn't be helped. I just there's certain things I can't stop myself, okay? I apologize.
I
apologize to God. I apologize
That's all right.
to the apostles, to Lucifer, everybody for that one.
It's all right. I'll just let it bleed.
Or paint it black. All right, that's enough. That's enough. We're going to wrap this thing up. I want to thank the Hyatt Regency Galleria for having us out. Always fun. Enjoy your in-laws, Mr. Hoffman. I will see you
yes.
in a little over a week. Oh, more than a week, yeah. About a week and a half now. I want to thank John Lee for a great job. I want to thank Brian Ching for joining us. And we did okay today, too. So it'll be John Lee and myself tomorrow. Hope everybody has a good night, stays dry. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.